So it's 7 o'clock, August 13th, 2018, we're having our board meeting, public library board meeting. Can we have a roll call?
Yes. LaChance is absent. Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter is absent. Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Here.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's see, we have recognition of visitors. We have Dixie and Jeanette joining us, and Elisa. So, and I guess everybody, if we can, do we have amendments to the agenda? Huh? Okay. Then we could peruse last month's minutes. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes for the SNOP committee meeting on Monday, July 9th, and for the board meeting on Monday, July 9th. That doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a roll call?
Yes. Can we do a roll call, please? Rodriguez?
Are you good?
Yes. I don't think we do a roll call for minutes. It's just a yay.
Oh my God.
All in favor?
Yes.
We can do that too?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. All right. Do we have any correspondence?
There's been correspondence to a couple of articles from these papers that I included in the packet.
And do we have any public comments? No public. Any staff comments? Can we have the report of the treasurer?
I know, I was going to say, I think next month won't be so boring. We're over on some things, travel and lodging, which we knew about because that was the ALA conference. We're also over on books. We've budgeted $1,500 for the year, and we're at
explanation. Those are quoted to that line item. Those are the grant money books.
Okay.
So you'll see the $4,000 added to the state grants under revenues, but that comes out of the budget.
I don't mind going over budget on books of all the things.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than repairs and maintenance, right? And we're doing pretty good on development fees. Like, it looks like things are continuing to do well. So that's... We did get a hefty state grant.
Mm-hmm. That's good. There's a new report.
So they paid you on the credit card. How did they do that?
No. the charges are on the credit card, and then the city pays the credit card.
Okay, so they just lump everything that goes on
under trips. Well, part of it was part like the airfare. I think they broke up into travel.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was odd that like your name is on the credit card. I was like not understanding.
Yeah. Okay. We all the money depends on the credit card, and
so that's just who spent the money.
Yeah, that I use the card for the ALA. Plus, they get points if they want us to use the credit card. They get money back.
Right. Yeah, we've had that discussion. If we're spending the money, I feel like we should get it. But, Jeanette, what are Mexican pebbles?
$6.
It's $6. It was for our Only One You program. So they're little rocks that the kids, we read the book, and then the kids painted them as fish, and then we put them in the outdoor courtyard.
Okay. How are they different than...
That's just how they were named.
They come from Mexico.
Yeah. They're very special rocks.
$6.
Do we have a motion to pay our bills?
$30,528.83 for accounts payable, $36,529.56 for payroll, with a total disbursement of $67,058.39.
Second. Roll call.
It's Rodriguez.
Yes.
Chacon.
Yes.
Crawford.
Yes.
Danis.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
And Hedman.
Yes.
Okay. Report of the library director.
Hey, there's a couple of things I want to highlight out of my report. I want to mention that our HVAC system was down. The chiller went off Sunday at 7 in the morning, was out till this morning. It was very stuffy, very hot here. This part of the building, with the friends meeting, is fine. The main library was just up there at the top. But they came out by 1 o'clock, and within an hour, we had some air. He still doesn't know why it happened. The alarm went off. He doesn't know why it went off. He just reset it, called it a fluke. So he was here for 3 hours.
A fluke for the cost.
Yeah, so he said that he troubleshooted everything through the system. He doesn't know why the alarm went off. That was today. In your packet on the second page is the board roster that's been revised. Please take a look at it. Any changes to your personal information, please let me know. We are having the ice cream social on September 15th, and there's a sheet circulating around. We do need volunteers. We ask the friends to help, staff will help. I did write a grant to Casey's for $450 to ask them to pay for ice cream and tote bags with Yorkville Library and Casey's, but there's no explanation. They just sent me a check for $100, so at least we have the ice cream paid for, so it's better than nothing. Right. So, we had a wonderful program put on the articles in the back of the magazine about the biking program. We had over 90 kids over 3 days. Mm-hmm. It's a tremendous program. It's Barb Johnson, who's the cultural director of the Allegiance National Public Star Line, and a former board member, and Connie Cox, whose son calling the Pearson Lodge at Norway. A tremendous amount of work, and did an excellent job. We even had a Viking boat out front as kids went on. I attended their private opening, and they will donate refreshments to the Santa Storytelling. We received a per capita grant. As you may realize, our last grant was very late in coming in. We've already gotten the grant now for next year, and it's up with $13,000 last year. It's going to be up to $21,151. I visited Russ Walter 3 times in the hospital and Carolyn Chance and at the hospital and also at the nursing home in North Aurora where she's at. I gave them the packets from last month and the packets for tonight and talked to them about the electronic communication, so we will work out with them how they're going to fall in. We've hired a new staff member, Suzanne Zobel. Very interesting woman, excellent background, and she's replacing Brianne English, who graduated from going to college. We have also implemented a library staff group email so that we can communicate, so they might do memos around. We have an electronic communication system now. Had an interesting situation with a community member coming in telling me he knew he stole the bicycle. And it's very interesting. Anyway, we were able to communicate that information to the police. The police went, and yes, the person did have the bicycle. So we worked with our Sound Incorporated to get a copy of the video, although it's not exactly clear. I want to thank Cheryl for helping out with that. And we gave a copy of the tape to the police for evidence. Unfortunately, the bicycle is being held up for evidence, too, after court trial. So it turned out to on some tape. Anyway, the person knew the person that stole the bike.
Okay.
So I met with our representative for the copiers. Our 3 copiers are over 10 years old. We will have to look at this next year. Look at replacing machines, definitely one for the public and one upstairs. We will be looking at purchasing them and also leasing them. We'll be getting proposals from other companies probably in the spring. I met with the Friends today and they approved $3,300 for a new projection system for this room. So that will happen very soon. I want to call attention to our computer use with adults. In April, it was 266, May 292, June 317, and July 400. So people are coming in to use our computers.
That's good.
And that's everything I have.
Okay. And city liaison, not present. So standing committees. We did have a committee meeting for policy, and I guess we'll go over those in the new business. Let's see, for unfinished business, do we have an update on the open meetings violation?
The letter was drafted July 11th to Leslie Johnson,
the state's attorney, and it was hand-delivered the next
day. Okay. Do we have an update on the strategic plan? So, yeah, I guess that would actually be the same as the mission and value statement. So, apologize, last month I wasn't able to attend our meeting. I was actually on a conference in Kansas City, so we did meet with the staff in June with the intention of starting to draft the mission statement and the values. So process with the staff members was really to sit down, and we started by listening to the staff members' stories. So I asked the staff members to share opportunities and stories they've had working in the library with patrons and just experiences they've had, with the idea of pulling kind of pieces of those stories out to really capture kind of the culture of the library, what the objectives and well, not objectives, but the mission of the library is, and really how the staff interact with the patrons. So through that, we took kind of bits and pieces out of their story and, you know, threw them up on some paper and kind of worked through the process of grouping pieces together and ultimately ending up with a mission statement and some values that kind of everybody, I think, that attended the meeting felt pretty good about and incorporated a lot more of the feeling. Because if you looked at the old, and I don't know if I have a copy of the original one, the old mission statement and the old value statement, I think the one thing that they lacked was really any uniqueness. So with any mission statement of a nonprofit that's kind of standardized, the mission statements can always sound the same, so it's hard to get, you know, the real encompassed feeling of that particular location. So a lot of libraries are probably fairly similar. So what we ended up with for a mission statement is, we are guides to nurture a love of reading and lifelong learning. We provide access to support and resources that will entertain, inspire, inform, and foster a sense of community in all patrons. So really having a lot more to do with the uniqueness of the library as far as kind of the stories that came out as far as inspirational. I think we had some stories about where patrons had, you know, real life-changing events based on what happened in the library, and that's where we got words like entertain and inspire. We had, I can't remember, this is what happens when you had a month longer than we were, but we had somebody, I believe, who was on a journey, of, like, there was a weight loss story, I think, and there was, I can't remember all the other stories. A death, somebody was grieving, and you know, utilizing the library's resources to get through that, so. So we're open to keep working on that. Nothing says that that's the end. But that's where we ended up with the staff. So the intent is to take that to this group and decide if we want to further work with that, add on to it if there's anything we're missing. The values, you know, we worked through that secondary, and we had a process to go through that. And really looking at, so when we looked at values, we looked at whether or not they were truly factors that, A, we hired staff members on. So if a staff member exhibits these values, would they be looked at more than somebody who might not exhibit those, whether we truly operate in that fashion. And the other thing you look at with values is, if somebody weren't living up to the values, would they potentially be penalized or not fit with the staff of the library? So values we came up with, we had five of them. Value number one, we operate with integrity and respect privacy. Value two, we're committed to serving all patrons. Value three, we have a positive, engaging attitude. Value four, we protect intellectual freedom and fair and equitable access for all. I believe that was already one of our existing values, so we rolled that one forward. And value five, we value teamwork, helpfulness, and friendliness. We felt that that was a fairly representative list of values that we would look for in our staff. So thoughts on these? We have a couple of options for next step. We could put it to a vote and decide whether or not we're comfortable with this. We could try and work with it if we wanted any further tweaks kind of as a board now, or we could schedule another strategic planning focused meeting to really dive deeper into these.
I kind of feel like, go ahead. I kind of feel like number two and number four are very much the same thing. I think that if number two was to maybe address diversity or something.
So that was the intent, yeah, that was the intent of number two, was diversity.
Okay, so maybe, yeah, put that word in there, or some word like that, because I think that is important, but it seems to be more important,
yeah.
Education. I know you say entertainment, but I'd like to see, because we do education.
In the mission statement, are you saying? So inform.
So we have access to support. We provide access to support and resources that will they educate. And people come to the library for information, so.
So wouldn't that be inform?
Inform is different than educate. Inform is like when we provide information versus like there are libraries who actually have classes and teach people. Like our early literacy stuff, we educate kids in early literacy.
So would we just add educate to that list then?
I'm not sure I would start with entertain either.
No, that's what I say. I would start with education. Because when I think entertain, I'm thinking of entertainment. I want to see that, you know, we have programs like with the kids, we just did a program with science, and we taught the kids some different things, so we educate.
Sure.
Which ideally would be entertaining as well.
Yeah.
I don't like the words. It was. I think from a business perspective, educate sounds to me more professional than entertain.
Well, they're two different things.
I, I like the idea of entertain, I just don't like that we
first.
Right.
So educate and then entertain. I think
that's
Educate, because you have educate, entertain, inspire, and foster a sense of community. But I want to see something that deals with cultural and diversity in there.
Well, doesn't it normally say, I mean, a lot of them say, we are committed to serving all patrons,
irregardless of,
and then they list all those different things. We won't take into account when we serve our patrons.
So,
religion, sexual orientation, all that, the list of all the things we cannot discriminate against, you know?
So on value two, we would add, regardless of.
And then all those things.
Those, like, there's like a standard list.
We have to end our value state currently, I believe.
Yes,
and then we'll
right here.
Okay.
Regardless of age, interest, culture.
Yeah, all
so do we have to say all that in the value statement, or can we say something like a commitment to diversity?
That should be in the mission.
But diversity is different.
Yes.
I see what you're saying. A commitment to diversity is different to we will serve. You could have an all-white, all-female staff who treats everyone equally. Mm-hmm. That's not the same as we want our staff to be reflective of the diversity of our community. Those are two different things.
Right. Or programming and all, you know, entire,
cultural.
I like both, but I do like to see that word diversity.
Well, we have.
So if we took a value number two, and we wanted to add diversity in there, do we want to list out? Here's the thing: is anytime you include a list, you're going to forget somebody.
Right, exactly.
Well, there's a standard list, though, what I was referring to. But I think we're trying to say slightly different things. And are we trying to say with this statement, we're going to treat everybody equally, or is this a statement, we're committed to serving all patrons so that we will try diverse programming, you know, acquisitions? That's different than the other one, where I was just saying, like, you know, that blanket statement that everybody uses, we will not discriminate against people. That's different than we will try to make sure our library reflects our community.
Here's the difference.
So the diversity did come up in the mission statement, and the way we added that, and it's again, not direct, but the word all in front of patrons. Mm-hmm. So we just had patrons before, and we added the word all to make it encompassing of everybody. So that was kind of, you know.
Will pick that up. We can. Not everybody. It just depends on the person.
Sure.
That access is important.
The mission is what we're striving to be.
Mm-hmm.
The values is what we believe in, what we stand by. That everybody that comes and works for the library, these are our values. These are the values that we stand by. So I think we're going to have to.
But I understand where you came from, because otherwise you have a very long,
long sentence.
And then
number two, could you say something like, "We are committed to serving all patrons of our diverse community"?
Mm, I like that.
You could, but because diversity is this cultural and diversity is two different things. When we say diversity, we're talking about the melting pot, everyone. Mm-hmm. When we talk about culture, we're talking about the background, you know, and experience.
But that's diversity, too. There's multiple types of diversity. There's linguistic diversity. There's gender diversity. There's cultural diversity. So just using the word diversity means we're going to strive to meet the needs of our communities.
Right.
Of all patrons. I like the way she...
What did you say, Dixie?
We are committed to serving all patrons of our diverse community.
But also, Meredith, you wanted to add another one that included the list. Like we were saying, that's different.
That's different than this.
And it's important, you know, so if you know...
That would give the value, that I think that would be more of the mission. The value...
It's a value, because...
You want it to be a value?
It's that when you work here, you will not discriminate.
Right.
Discriminate
okay.
against anyone.
Yeah.
That's more value than it is...
So now we're looking at inclusiveness.
Yeah.
This is going to take a whole...
But I'm just wondering, are you talking about the staff needs to be diverse versus your staff needs to...
No, these are just values.
Respect diversity.
This is the values of whoever works with us have to go by these values. These are the values that we're setting for the library. So whoever comes aboard mm-hmm. is going to know that they have to operate with integrity and respect. They have to be committed to serving all patrons, regardless of, you know, whatever, if you choose to do that. They have to have a positive, engaging attitude. They have to protect intellectual freedom. Mm-hmm. Whoever works here has to go by these values. This is the values of the Yorkville Public Library.
Great.
So that's what we believe that we stand by as a business.
I feel like this value is good, and it's all in it's our director and our department heads mm-hmm. and going, I'm sorry, but I can see you value some groups of patrons over others. No, our values are all patrons
right.
of our
right.
And that's a conversation with your employees, because to me, diverse means I need to respect all, and we used all patrons. And as a department head, you see somebody working for you who treats one group of people a little different, and it will come across. People will pick up on it right away. If they feel a certain kind of way, they see you engage in with one cultural, you know, group differently than another, they will point that out and say, I feel like they're biased against this. And we will say, you knew when you came on that you had to treat all, I mean, it
patients.
Says that,
all
committed
patients.
To serving all patrons. I feel like that's an encompassing
that's
statement mm-hmm. if it's about how we treat
right.
the patrons.
But then at the top in the mission is where you want to have the other stuff that you say, cultural, education. So this is fine. We can keep it as is.
I think we need to have a meeting.
I know.
This meeting. I like our values. I really do. But I don't remember what we had, because we wanted to wait till you finished with the staff
yeah.
to merge
then
it with
back.
What we had said,
yep.
because I would do a lot more wordsmithing with the mission statement.
Right.
Like, so, that is so important to be just right.
Right.
But I do think
do
these values are really good.
Yeah.
Can we do a vision as well?
It's the policy committee, right?
We were all on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The vision, yeah, the vision.
We do that too.
No, we don't. The vision was our strategic objectives, and yeah, so we already did that. That was the first part.
And that's supposed to lend itself to writing
correct.
Our mission and values.
Correct.
So we have that.
Yeah. But this is good. I mean,
good
the staff agrees with the stuff we want too,
yep,
so that's good to see.
So we have to schedule a meeting for that.
Okay.
Or do we want to address it at our next meeting? Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of...
The whole board needs to be there.
Yeah.
So do we need a special meeting for this, or do we want to...
Do we just do it the next meeting, or do we need a special meeting for it?
My question would be, how far off the mark do you feel we are? I mean, do we need to go back through a process, or is it just more wordsmithing what we have?
Words.
I'd like to see...
Just to see the two together.
The stuff we wrote out, our objectives and stuff, I feel like that would help me choose different words. I know that when I read this right away, I'm not sure that the first thing people read, like when they, you know, I think the top of your webpage or whatever, that this mission statement really rung true for what I'm hoping, these values, yep.
All right.
But they come after this, like, awesome mission statement, and I didn't feel like it was exactly there. Because I feel like, so we just had our opening today, and a big part of, we had a guest speaker who was like, let's talk about where we are in education and where we were 150 years ago, and does anything else look the same? Like, if people from 100 years ago came back to today, the only thing they'd recognize is the education system, because we still sit in rows, everything else is, and... I feel like our libraries have to do the same thing, or we will be making ourselves outdated. If we don't have a mission that represents our forward-looking selves, I'm not sure this is forward-looking enough that it will look outdated 2 seconds after we put it up on our webpage.
Keep in mind, in theory, a mission statement should never be outdated because the vision is the forward-looking component. So the vision is where you're taking it. The mission statement is the fundamental thing that you're doing as an organization.
So it should be timeless.
So it should be timeless. So you're not going to have too much forward-looking in your mission statement. I mean, you could say that if you want to, you know, be embrace technology, I don't think we necessarily do as an organization, but, I mean, that would be about as forward-looking as you would want to be in a mission statement, because your mission should be your key driver for existing, right? Mm-hmm. So that doesn't change. I mean, if you go 20 years from now, hopefully our mission statement should still ring true, because a library, while, you know, the activities are going to change, the items inside are going to change, the core purpose of what the library is probably
isn't
going to...
It's changing.
It keeps changing.
It does now. I mean, if you go back from, you know, 30 years ago. But, I mean, the overall... I mean, it's a little different than the vision. So your vision is going to change with time, but I just don't know how much.
But what is the public see? The mission?
Sure.
And the mission statement has to reflect how you serve them. Because otherwise, you know about that article that came out about Amazon should replace libraries.
Yeah.
It was the
and everybody went crazy. And they had to take it down. But we are more than that. And we have to write a mission that makes us more than that. So, like, for me, we are guides. Some people find that there are things online that guide better than coming in a library and waiting for somebody to tell them when they can get access to somebody to give them a recommendation 24/7 online. So that, for me, already felt like, I'm not sure we're going to like that word guides in even a year. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean about, like, let's just really think it out. Let's really be sure. I would have started with to nurture. I wouldn't have even put the guides part. Like, just the key actions that, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because I feel like it could, guides is like, some people are like, what kind of guides? I don't need a guide. I just need you to give me access. Like, I just feel like we need more time with it to talk it out. So I don't know.
That's a good start, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I would say, as we approach that meeting, if everybody could prepare and just have some coherent thoughts, because wordsmithing's really hard.
It is.
And everybody's going to have their own thoughts, but I think it's going to be really helpful if you prepare and focus on what's missing and what areas you want to change. Because if we go into that meeting with everybody just saying it's not there, we're not going to get there. So just try and... If everybody has some homework, can prepare a few things that they feel might be missing from the mission statement, with the idea that the mission statement has a different function than our vision, the mission statement has a different function than our values. It's really the core of who we are and why we all are here. And if it doesn't go back to your fundamental reason for existing and operating, it probably doesn't belong in the mission statement.
How do you want it listed for next month under unfinished business? Create mission value statement?
Well, I think from what I'm hearing, we're all pretty good with the values, right?
The values. I
mean, do we need to revisit that, or?
I like them, but I don't. But again, they are connected to the mission. So if we make some major change or feel like there may be one other value we wanted to add. I like them. I wouldn't change them as is, other than her recommendation for the diversity part.
Right.
But can we say that they're done if we haven't done the mission? Aren't they connected?
They're independent. They're different things. If we add things to the mission, that shouldn't change our values. Our values are how, like, the people that we hire and the core beliefs and how they go about their daily business. So what we do as a mission should not, I mean, it's the same people. So, I wouldn't think it would change. I mean, we don't have to vote on anything, so we can always just leave it on there. But if we want to focus in on the mission, then I would leave it as the mission discussion.
As approve or just create? Or just discuss?
Discuss and approve.
Okay.
I mean, there's no reason to vote on the values if we're going to talk about the mission, so we can just leave that open.
Discuss and improve the mission and values.
Yeah. But the staff, the staff was really helpful in this process.
Yeah.
Really provided a lot of great input.
Okay.
And actually, Dixie started with the core of where we took it. So.
Awesome. Thank you, Dixie.
She gave us a good springboard.
Okay, so let's move on to new business. Looks like we have some need for doing carpet cleaning.
Carpets were cleaned 18 months ago by Terry Carpet Cleaning, but through my group, facilities manager group, I asked them what companies they use, and the other three are companies that are used at local libraries in our area. So we have four quotes there. Terry's he's a local person. His was the highest.
Mm-hmm.
The other two were less. A master clean did it in two portions. Basic cleaning and then extraction for the high traffic area. So that's why he broke it down into three sections on the master clean. All will do it after hours. Terry initially has done it in the past on Sundays in the summer. But we're going to be opening after Labor Day on Sunday. So I would think that we might want to do it after the ice cream
session. Yeah,
definitely.
So probably looking at the beginning of October.
Did any vendors jump out at you for good or not good reasons?
Well, I know it's more expensive master clean, but they do St. Charles' Library, and he really knows his stuff. I mean, because he would do cleaning for the high traffic areas, and then just general, in areas upstairs that aren't high traffic, carpet cleaning. We're talking about difference of anywhere from 700 to a little over 1,000
difference. And that doesn't include cleaning the upholstered furniture. That would be extra. So we can add it a Labor Day,
but we definitely need the carpets cleaned because it's 18 months is a long time. Mm-hmm. Terry charged us $4,200 18 months ago, and it didn't include the loft upstairs. He would include the loft as part of this.
So that's where we had it.
And he did contact me earlier today and said that he would go down on the price. And I said, well, the proposal has already been submitted. If you want to come speak to the board, come during amendments to the agenda, and then you can talk during the discussion on the carpet cleaning. But then he called me back about 5 o'clock and said he can't lower the price.
This is already lower than the last price, though. What was the 42 including upholstery?
No.
So last time was 42 and this time is 4.
Well, I like to negotiate.
Oh, no, I get it. I'm just saying he was saying he was going to lower more than the 4.
Initially when he called, he must have seen that the other quotes were 3,300 or two of the other quotes, So...
How many sofas do we have?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I kind of like this whole 500 do them all versus, well, this one's 40, this one's 80.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a big price difference in sofa cleaning.
I mean, it's certain air, like the quiet room, and it's a beautiful room, but it's
upstairs.
Not heavily used.
Nobody even knows it's up there sometimes.
I mean, the chairs, computer chairs are the ones
that
use the most.
So that's $7 or $8. Lounge chairs are $20. What are those? Those are office style
like the
chairs?
The big ones, the big loungers that by the children area.
Okay. But the computer ones are office chairs.
Yeah.
Those are $8 a chair.
The best libraries have carpet cleaning at least once a year, plus some twice a year. There's one quote in there for a company that it's cheaper to do it twice a year.
Who uses this company?
Carpet or
Sterling Services?
Oh, right here.
I had a whole list of different libraries that
use different ones.
Well, I sent it out to my group, my facility manager's group, and they sent me back. It was Sterling, Master Clean, and Imperial, and then Terry Portable Guy.
So, who are you looking to go with after looking at all this? What is your.
Well, it's only money. I mean, I would probably go with Master Clean because it's a deeper cleaning for the high traffic area. Mm-hmm. But it's the board's call because it's spending money. I think the other companies, I'm not sure they would do the deep extraction for the high traffic areas.
What's the, I just haven't looked down out there much. What's the shape of the carpet out there? I mean, is it visibly soiled pretty well, or?
The high traffic area, it's like a circ area.
And probably the chickens.
Oh, yeah, the chickens. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why, you know, if the higher price is because he wouldn't do it, he broke it down into the extraction. And that's a deeper clean for the high traffic area. I don't know the other companies. I mean, they're just doing basic, carpet. And I think it's a wet clean that dries.
So what do they do with it? Sunday, you have the winners?
Well, I would want them to come in maybe Saturday when we close at 4 and do
it. Right, so dry the entire week.
The other companies all have like a crew that comes in and does it. I would definitely be here.
Do we know how much it would be to do chairs and couches if it was Master Clean? Did they give any idea?
This one doesn't have an upholstery.
40 per sofa, 7 per chair.
Where?
Oh, that's very nice.
Right. Master Clean didn't give us one.
Didn't give us a quote for that.
I mean, the chair, we could wait and do that, spray yourself. We could wait and do the carpet, after the winter, too. But it's been 18 months, and I think we need to.
Yeah, it's probably time to do it.
Yeah, they spark it, and then allergies and things like that. Mm-hmm.
It's $47.24 before any upholstery.
Mm-hmm.
If we did the whole.
Yeah, if you add up Master Clean.
And he does St. Charles.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. I need to look at the carpets. I mean, I'm making a guess on something I haven't even seen, or I didn't even notice, so.
Because we don't look down when we come in.
I don't look down when I come in.
And then if we're looking at it, you said October?
After the
ice cream social system. Or we could do the library and just have to come back and do this room.
Because I'm wondering, though, if, what does Harry's, more heavily extract the high traffic areas and they're just not calling it out? Or, I mean, I would hate to base the decision on going with the more expensive vendor just because they're calling it out on their quote as opposed to understanding what the process is.
Who's also not paying taxes into the same tax district. I'm sorry, I was there. It would be really nice. I mean, I don't want to pay somebody way more just because they live here, but they are cheaper and live here. Then that makes me consider them, Their kids went to our school. They patrons here. I feel like even though they couldn't come down in price, it doesn't mean they couldn't do some add-on sometimes to be competitive. Mm-hmm. If that's not something we could ask them.
But he called and said that he, was willing to lower. He came and did another walkthrough this week. I heard he was here. And he called and said, I want to lower the price. And he calls me back and says, I can't lower.
He
doesn't
make it to the meeting.
Right. Maybe he doesn't make it to the meeting.
Well, maybe after he looked at it, he was like, no, this floor's dirtier than I thought. God, I can't lower the price. But see, the thing is, if you're going to quote somebody, it's to make it look good, not I'll make it look really good if you pay me extra. Like, you know what I mean? Like, won't he still try to make it look right with the price he gave?
In the previous invoices from us, from him, when he did our cleaning, I don't know if we still have it or whatever, did he...
It was $4,200.
Did it show that, was he in detail about what he did? No, just generally?
He just dealt with Michelle on it. So, I mean, my impression is that the companies are going to do a basic carpet clean, whereas Master Clean broke it down for the high traffic areas.
I would ask.
Can we find out if the others?
I would ask. I would show him this. My husband is king of this.
I was going to say, can we find out?
This is what they're going to give me. I'm willing to go with you at your $4,000 if you can give me, and either they're going to meet it or they're not, and then we know to go to St. Charles.
I have no problem with having them all come to the next meeting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. Because we're not going to do it till after the ice cream social anyway. Our meeting's on.
I would send them, not even necessarily the pricing, because
tell them what you're getting. What you're getting.
What I'm getting.
Public information. They can go on.
Right.
It's
see
public
it.
Information.
But I would just. I mean, they call it different things, but sometimes you are getting the same service.
Yeah,
they,
right.
He doesn't, I mean, he's more local. I own my own business. I don't do a detailed breakdown. I just say carpet cleaning, but I still do clean, deep clean. You know, I just think we should ask those questions before we spend that money.
Yeah, I mean, if he can tell me they're going to be as clean as they're going to be clean and they're going to look as good as they can look, then, I mean, that's...
Another thing that's good is if it doesn't look right...
Yeah.
I can call them back because you live down the street.
Right.
So bring that machine. Well, sometimes I do that too. I do people who are close because you can bring them back for quick services, more convenience. That I have to schedule for a month and a half out, whereas somebody local might be able to say, I can get to you in a week. You know, like if something isn't done to our satisfaction, is there like a satisfaction guarantee
the other
kind of thing?
Companies have like a crew that comes in and does it, whereas it's a family business.
Well, that's often why it's more expensive. It's not that it's really different. It's that it's a crew.
You have to pay for labor. Mm-hmm. Those hours.
I mean, I don't have a problem having them all come and answer the questions, and then we make a decision. It's still going to be after the ice cream special.
We can ask Terry and the others for, you know, that didn't get breakdown on what it includes. Just ask them, can you provide one that gives a breakdown?
Okay, so it sounds like everybody wants to get a call back to Terry to see if he does or does that deep cleaning and against the other ones. Since Master Clean is specified. And I think that's what we really need, right?
Yeah.
The deep cleaning to see if they're going to do that.
Well, I would say they need to revise the proposals for more details as to what they're specifically doing.
Well, we don't need to. I don't think.
I don't have a problem with having them come here and answer questions. I mean, they want the business.
That's what you guys want?
I don't know that that's necessary.
I don't need to see all the cars. I just need them to give a more detailed report. Like,
right.
That should be something they could do in the office at 9 a.m. and shoot it as
just
an email.
Ask them, can you extract the high traffic areas? You know, I didn't see it in your quote, in your estimate. Is this part of what you do?
And will everything kind of be addressed at the same level?
If he said
or
no,
yeah.
Or,
so do you want to just table this till next month and for new men?
I say yes.
Because if you look at the two, they are not doing the whole library for $3,000. They're doing a part of the library for $3,000. And then doing a deeper clean in other areas. This one is doing the entire library for $3,400. Like Sterling,
right. It
goes down only if you have them come twice.
I see.
Terry's is doing the entire library for $4,000. So, you know, and the other one is $33,000.
And it says only two areas. Once you go to all carpet areas.
Yeah, specific areas that they're cleaning for that $3,060. And then different areas for the $1,224.
Right.
So I don't think that the other ones are going to match because he broke down the parts of the library he'll clean for a specific price. I think what we need is specifics on their method of cleaning. Like this one did say, Sterling said dry. I don't know which one is better. Is dry better than wet?
Well, and then my question is, do we have any concern with damaging the books if there's a lot of humidity in the air? Because like if you get the carpets cleaned with and it's wet, I mean the air is pretty thick. So I mean, is that going to be a concern? mean, if it's really high humidity, or were they going to, I mean, is there going to be potentially any overspray or anything?
Well, actually, my facility manager's group is meeting Thursday.
There you go.
So I can get some additional information from them.
Yeah.
Did you say humidity?
Yeah. I mean, because I've been when
it takes forever when you use the wet version.
It's a lot of humidity in the air, so I just don't know. I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, Sterling said dry. No one else said, like, it's the weather dry.
Before, I didn't know the
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't really notice
adding
humidity.
Might be a dumb question, too, though.
Is that a
good
question?
I will allow for that.
Questions and
okay, I do know this type of carpet is
so
different than a house.
So we table this until next month.
Cleaning. So, yeah. More info.
Okay. So, okay, we'll table until next month. Let's see. So, because we had a policy meeting, and we would like to go over and approve the electronic participation at meetings policy.
Get to that. So I looked this over earlier, and I was wondering, why wouldn't it contribute to the quorum? I don't understand that.
This is all from the attorney recording the state law.
I guess you have to be physically present to contribute to the quorum?
Yeah, I guess, but that's not true for all nonprofits. So isn't that a government organization type thing? It's
straight from the law.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, the government organization.
Because he even said, she asked, we wondered if we would do it every single meeting. And I saw the email that says, not only do we have to leave it like this, we have to do it before each meeting, before the meeting starts.
Before roll call.
Before roll call.
Before roll call. Well, that's like they're kind of in the quorum if you got to do it before roll call.
Well, I can see why before roll call to make sure that they've been included.
They're recorded as part of the entire meeting. Right. Yeah. That made sense.
So,
I just
was asking whether it could be done 6 months at a time. He said no, it has to be done before the start of every meeting. Then we'll have to figure out with Lloyd or IT person, one person can call in on the phone, someone's phone, I guess. Or how do we do it so Susan can call in, Carol can call in, and Russ can call in? How do we swing that?
Conference bridge.
Yeah. Well, we have a phone, but it doesn't reach all the way here. It's in there.
Do we have a conference
phone? Is it a conference phone, though? Is it?
Do we have one of those bridge things that feel like conference calls? That you can sit in the middle of the table. And
well, you still need to be connected to a phone line.
Speaker phone, but I don't know if you can get two people on there at the same time.
So the phone doesn't reach. It's stuck in. I checked earlier. It doesn't.
Well,
you can get a longer cord.
I mean, we might have to. There's conference bridges which allow everybody to call into a number and join the call. So
we have two library lines. Each one could call at a different one.
Not on the same phone, though. I mean, that would have to be multiple. So either we have to use cell phones or just sign up. The bridges aren't that expensive, so.
Those
have phone-only meetings, so. But I mean, you're talking
if you want the video,
probably $20 a month or $20, $30 a month. It's not that expensive.
Versus just calling the person and putting it on speaker?
But if there's multiple people, though.
Yeah.
Two of us calling the people and putting it on speaker because Carol and I are about to be doing all that, going through 10 million apps, and that's complicated.
It's not going through apps. You just give them a phone number and a meeting PIN. So they call the phone number, it asks for the PIN, you put in your PIN, and it connects you.
Yeah, pretty
simple.
I've used them plenty.
The problem with putting multiple people on multiple phones is if the people on the phones want to talk to each other, unless they're on a bridge, it's really hard to facilitate that. So if everybody calls into the same bridge.
But that's free. Those are free. We use the free ones. We don't pay anything for Zoom.
Zoom is only
Zoom
good
is
for 45 minutes on the free version.
Yeah,
then it cuts you off. It disconnects.
Google.
But that's not a conference, that's Google Voice.
No, like when you set up a meeting in your calendar, you can do it, and we've done them, and they're not broken by that 45. I didn't realize. I've been on those calls longer than 45 minutes. I've been on conference calls that didn't cost us anything. I need to look into the one we use. Maybe it wasn't Zoom. It was a different one. But I know, like, if you ever put a calendar appointment in your Google Calendar, it also automatically will give you a call-in link.
Yeah.
So I know that Russ would be able to use it easily. I don't know, but there's a, like when you click on it, it would call in, and it's
right.
a conference call, and that would be free.
Well, Lloyd will be here on Monday, our tech person, so we can run it by him as well.
Yeah.
So Carol and Russ both know that we're trying to get the vote tonight so they can do it for the September meeting.
We have to
prove. Right.
Do we need to change the wording a little bit for that?
Which one? This came from the attorney.
Yeah, this is straight from the attorney.
No, remember we had to ask a question. Of, did it say here?
For which one? So we're trying to approve E, electronic participation in meetings.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, how often we have to do it.
Every
six
meeting.
6 months, we have to do it every meeting.
Every
well,
meeting.
I'm just wondering if it said that in this thing.
Oh.
Because we had to ask the attorney if we could change it.
So is the no overdue fines new?
Yes.
Yes. We're starting
I'm
next September 1.
The financial
1?
State of the library then, because I
paid. I did too.
But you know what?
Remember, we agreed to this. She said,
so we're good. Well, Michelle Nuzzo doesn't work here anymore, so we're good.
Oh, no DVD. What? Please do not overdue fines.
So let's start with the participation in the meetings. Can we have a motion to approve it?
Motion to approve the electronic participation in meetings policy change.
Second.
Do we need to read the actual change out loud or not?
I don't think we need to read the actual change since everybody has it right here.
Yeah, I don't think it's that I would know.
Yeah. So, I guess, do we have to do a roll call on that or is that a. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Okay. All these changes will be made and given to you next 4 weeks for your board meeting.
All right, so the next one is to approve the revised DVD policy.
So deleting number 4 and adding it to number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this will start September 1st.
Discussed as far as making any changes for Yorkville residents versus non-residents? Did we want to look at that for DVDs at all? Or?
Non-residents can't borrow. I mean, you have to have
a library card.
A library card, which means you already pay.
Reciprocal borrowing with other. Now, I know that when I was in McCook, the residents got the DVDs in their charge, but anyone else coming in from another library had to pay the dollar.
How many of those do we get?
We might get more of the free, though. That's the thing.
Right. I mean, it's just caused such bad feelings.
I don't think we will get more.
We were already going to Plano when we had small children because they were free. Believe me.
Yeah.
You don't want to charge people a dollar because they're not from Yorkville. Like, lots of people, and they will tell you, me included, went to other libraries to get them for free.
Right. We're talking about $2,800. $2,800 a year.
That we
And that causes more hard feelings.
Sure, yeah, that's not worth it.
All right.
And those have to be mostly Yorkville borrowers.
All right.
Because otherwise you would have gone to the library.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, motion to approve change to DVD policy, eliminating the dollar charge for DVD.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Pat. Next. Okay, board borrowing policy.
Oh, sorry, I have to B.
the gun.
This is usually a perk for board members, usually at most libraries.
Motion to approve.
And is this just board members or households?
Oh.
To miss meetings.
We'll say board members.
Okay.
If you include households, the library might go bankrupt.
Right.
My kids are terrible. I'm just saying.
It's based on the fact that staff doesn't make money either. But materials, if they're damaged or lost, yes, you will pay.
So, yeah, it's going to be on library day.
All right, do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve this. Board members don't pay overdue fines.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, pass. Okay, revised meeting room policy.
This is to have policies that we can rent the room out for profit. Right now there is a need. The Holiday Inn that's being built will not be built for probably the end of the year, and there are businesses and places that have asked to use this room, but we didn't have a policy. I added the extra $25 for cleanup if they decide to serve food here. It's a way for us to get a little bit more money. I didn't want it to be totally out of sync with what we were charging our profits versus, for profits. The exception that this is religious groups. I had a call where a church group wanted to have a meeting here. They're meeting in Hampton. Hampton charges $50 for 3 hours. But this is for businesses, not religious groups.
But wouldn't the religious groups be non-profit?
They are non-profit, but we're going to.
But there's still.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I understand.
Services.
Yep, understood.
I mean, there's a couple of Bible study groups that use the study rooms upstairs with like 3 people for Bible study, if that's allowed.
Sure. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the revised meeting room policy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And we will start publicizing this with the chamber.
Good. What?
We will publicize it with the Chamber of Commerce
for
businesses.
Okay, so we also have roof gutter covers proposal.
Wow. This is something that Russ wanted me to look into. So I finally got the proposal. They came out to clean the gutters, and that was over $1,200. So while they were here, I asked for them to submit a proposal. It took a long time to try to get it. Finally, after a call to the president of the company, they got the proposal. But we're talking almost $30,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Clean the gutters for a week.
How often do we clean the gutters?
About once a year. I mean, we had to clean them because the water was,
How much did it cost us before? Anybody know?
I called like 3 companies. Nobody would come out. They wouldn't even call me back.
No, I didn't say how much did we do this in the past. How much did it cost us before?
Oh, no, this is to put covers on the gutters.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, oh, so covers. We don't have to clean them.
Yeah. That's a lot.
I think it's like $240 an hour.
It'd be 12 years just to get the savings.
Right. It's more than that. This is for each section.
I know. It's
you've got to put this together. This is $40,000.
Yeah.
By then, we're going to need a new roof.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, this is not that. Wait, this is each part of the roof. Yeah, when I looked looked at that, I was like, that's a many years before you recoup your cost.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, it will not keep all clutter, clutter from your system. Okay, no. This is 100 foolproof. I don't even want it. Yeah, making it sound like stuff. Yeah, but they said stuff still gets in, even with this system.
Especially pine needles, which we have in abundance.
We have stuff like this.
Yeah. The pine needles are still going to get in.
I like that it doesn't even include cleaning the debris and the like, if we're up there putting this out, we're not going to clean them out. You're going to have to pay extra for that.
Wow. That'll be $1,200.
Right, exactly.
Or removal of the existing sponge.
Wait, it says repair or replacement of damaged landscaping, like as if and if they damaged it while they...
Right.
Yeah. Because they're going to... They have probably a crane or like a lift or something, and they're going to tear up the grass, so they're just letting you know they're not going to...
No.
This could get real expensive.
We say no.
Especially because they don't even keep out the... pine needles, which we have tons of.
Mm-hmm. For $40,000, I'll go up there and clean
it. Me too.
And we don't know if this is even fair because, like she said, nobody would come out except for them.
No.
So we can't compare it to anything.
Come out and clean the
dust. Okay. So let's table it.
I don't think we need to
take this. All right, so let's move on to...
It's a no.
Yeah, no. Disaster plan review.
I think we decided to table it until next month.
Oh, okay.
And get some samples.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
For the safety plan and the disaster plan.
Mm-hmm.
And also we'll ask my facility manager group
for an updated one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Have any written one in the last 5 years? Because ours, we need some updated.
2006.
Is that one that was last written?
Yes.
Or updated.
I'll put
it
together.
It has huge
put together.
Gaps.
I'm not going to say written. Put
well, I know Kate was working on updating it.
Oh, I did ask. The question came up. I did ask if the city had a disaster plan when I was over.
Oh,
personnel.
Yeah.
They don't have a disaster plan.
That makes me feel better.
What? According to the HR person sitting
in the
airport.
Oh. But,
you might want to check with EMS.
I know.
Wow.
Well, the police department's connected. They have some.
Yeah.
They have to have one.
That person probably doesn't know of the... I mean, because they come out to evaluate our school's plans and other people's plans.
They have to have one. Mm-hmm.
But the HR person, they have HR.
I know, it's not who I would ask.
That means they're part communicating.
Right, because sometimes things are there, it's just everybody hasn't looked at it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that, you know, I mean, how many of us
have
every policy?
I'm going to tomorrow.
Yes. Anything facilities, stuff like they would know better because they have to know.
You would
those.
Think that like the HR director would
yes
you would
have
an
idea
yeah,
that,
would
that, she said that there's a disaster plan.
Mm-hmm. I would just ask one or two other people because it'd be nice to be aligned to theirs and
right.
maybe use the same since we're updating our contacts the same you know whoever they're using for some of these things or at least keep those numbers.
When Carla was our liaison, he talked about how. Yorkville, he went to some disaster
training,
preparedness training in Springfield,
mm-hmm.
and they used Yorkville as an example because we have the high school, the grade school, the academy, the city hall, the police station, the library,
mm-hmm.
all, and the senior center, all like within a quarter mile.
Right.
So, anyway, I know at least one city councilman has some training.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Thank you. I don't see a reason to go in executive session, so do we have a motion to adjourn?
Anything else? Anything else?
Okay.
Anybody else?
A second?
A second.
Let me know if there's any changes to the board roster. If
you're. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I'm sadly going to miss this.
All right, and we are adjourned.